Despite protests and divisive language online, Americans are mostly in agreement over how to reopen the economy, slowly and with protective measures. This is according to a new national survey. Carter Barrett of Side Effects Public Media and America Amplified spoke with people who participated in the survey on their thoughts 3 months into the pandemic.
55-year-old Jeff Gronskog is a Republican from Northern Indiana, which has started slowly to return to normal after the coronavirus pandemic.
So far, what they've been doing in our area has been probably right on target of what they should be doing. You know, not immediate, but getting us warmed up for what we need to do to keep everybody safe and such.
He thinks we should start moving in the direction of reopening the economy, and businesses should decide what's best for them. Gronskog says it's important to strike that balance between public health and reopening.
Well, it's got to be a combination of the two. We can't shut down the economy for an indefinite amount of time.
This national survey from Public Agenda, USA Today, and Ipsos Hidden Common Ground found that a majority of Americans surveyed, regardless of political affiliation, support slow open measures like self-quarantining if exposed to the virus, stores and restaurants requiring social distancing measures, and the use of face masks. Here's the director of research at Public Agenda, David Schleifer.
I think it's very easy to imagine that there's a lot of polarization among the public on how to address the virus. And there are certainly differences of opinion, but I just don't see this really stark polarization, certainly not on how to reopen.
Most people think the government's main focus should be preventing the spread of the virus, but almost a third of Americans are now prioritizing keeping the economy strong over keeping people from getting sick or dying. Republicans were much more likely to support this measure. And then there's the face mask issue. In recent days, the question of whether or not to wear a face mask has become politicized. But the survey found that a broad majority, regardless of political party, supported wearing masks in public.
You know, it just may be that instances where people object to wearing face coverings or object to other people wearing face coverings, they probably stand out a lot, but they may not really be as common as we might think.
Few Americans are looking to the federal government on guidance during this crisis. Most think state governments should decide when and how to reopen the economy, while Republicans are more likely to think individuals or businesses should take that lead. 56-year-old Rama Ramani is a virologist in rural upstate New York. A self-described moderate, like many people, she supports a gradual reopening.
And it should not be like completely back to shut again. We should open slowly so that the economy is also coming up. People are not getting bogged inside their house. And, you know, people are working and being productive.
But Ramani agrees with the results of the survey that some divisions between Americans appear to be overblown. But she says all of this public friction is not productive.
Overall, I think people should come together and not divide at this time of crisis. America is a great country and we should keep it as a great country, but not fighting and infighting rather than uniting and working towards a common goal.
From Side Effects Public Media and America Amplified, I'm Carter Barrett.
This story was produced by America Amplified, a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. America Amplified is using community engagement to inform and strengthen local, regional, and national journalism.